Okay, so last year, the way we ended, we were discussing what Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says that when it comes to Moloch, it says, Eino chayv ela b'lemolech bilvad. We tried to understand what that meant. So if you remember, we saw that what it means, according to Rabbi Zeira says, b'she'ein avodah lakach. That's aval imat avodah lakach pator. So his understanding is when does it only apply to Moloch? This issur seems to be that if someone used the same practices as Moloch in another avodah zara, even if that, sorry, if that is its avodah to do it that way, nonetheless, the special Torah says no one's only chayv for Moloch alone. Okay. However, when it comes to if it was ain't avodah kashya b'chayv. However, Rabbi Lahila says afilu avodah lakach shnayim. He says if you remember the difference between the Moloch and other forms that would be avodah lakach, they also seem to pass through fire. Was by Moloch, it's only if one passes their children, but other ones you'd be chayv if you passed, say, even parents as well, other relatives. That was the difference. Ein Moloch bilvad. That was like the restricted understanding. And he said, if you remember the end, that when it come, if someone, now this was interesting that it says it could be chayv shtayim. So the chayv shtayim, the way he explained it was that, I'll just show you here. It says, "B'kedarka chayev aleya afilu b'shar v'dalim, ella b'chazbzechilek shemolech enu chayev ela chad mecholif enu chayev once. Aval b'shar v'dalim im avodata." Now this is a bit, I found it a little bit difficult to understand. But if the avodah is banim u'banot, that's the way it was worshipped, and some other form of azara passing this child through fire. The avda ba'avot u'bim imaot, and they seem to pass through the father and mother instead. Chayev elu shtayim, chayev twice. Echad mushut avodat elim. One, you did avodah zara worship, and the second is that you did mishum molech as well, because we said molech, this isur of molech, is also applies this prohibition to other forms of avodah zara as well. If you even happen to do parents as well, okay. Meaning passing through fire seems to be a bad practice. Why? What's again? Once again, according to Rav Hila, what does it mean? Only le molech bilvad? Oh no! Only molech bilvad is it restricting only to children? Avodah zara, avodah bakach would even apply to parents. Okay, fine. That's hopefully that was summarized it clearly. Now, Manina Masayla Rav Hira, we've got a proof for Rav Hira. It says Molech Bichlal of the Avodah Zarah. It was Avodah Zarah. V'yatzal lidon la'kelel la'vid. It came to be makil on it. Sh'lo yechayv ela le'otzer yechot. To say you're only chayv for children. That fits exactly like Rav Hira said. We explained Rav Hira because Avodah Zarah you chayv for passing parents through fire. It's la'yatzal le'hakelel la'v to be makil that by Molech, if one did in front of Molech, they're only chayv for passing their children through fire and not their parents. Okay. Amir Tanchum Ber Yirmi at the Reb Elazar Reb Shimon b'Keshita Reb Shimon ben Shimon Aviv. Kamad Reb Shimon Omer. This is Reb Shimon's father. Molech b'chlal avodah zara haya. Just to add to it needs a little gerusa change. Lechayev al kol avodot shehen kedarka. Okay, it was chayev in yatzal. In other words, any avodah zara you'd be chayev if you did that was its normal practice. Yatzal lidon it was taken out la kelalav shlo yechav ela yon be chayev al yotzei rechoke. That when it comes to molech, it's only when if someone passes their children through the fire, that's when they're chayev. Okay. And Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Omer, so the Chen Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon follows like his father, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Bichlal of Adazariah, Yatzal Yidon Na'akel Alav Shalom Yechav El Yisrael Echol. Okay, fine. So Amr Tamchum Bar Yudan. Alpha Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon says, Zivech Ki Vikiter. Now we saw this, I think even last year, I think it was. Says, Zivech, if someone shechts and offers and Nisiach does libations and things like burns, or Kiter is burns, he did all these things in Be'alechad. He only bechayiv once. Why? Because this is all under one love of doing the practices in the base of Mikdash in front of Avodah Zarah. And you're not, since it's Be'alechad, and it's one love, you chayiv one korban. Because again, if you do multiple actions, you only chayiv if it's different lavim, different prohibitions. That's what mechalek, the obligation to bring multiple korbanot. So however, in Modi, if you remember, we said this, im avda avodata, ba'avodata gavoah, and ba'avodat yishtachaveya. If, however, someone in front of this avodah zarah did again b'shkaga be'elam echad, he did its practice avodat gvoah, meaning the avodat the base of mikdash, some practice the base of mikdash, and bowing, he bichava kol achav echad. If you remember last time we saw this, it was that each of them learned from separate lavim, the different prohibitions. That's why lavim mechalkin, that separates it. Now it says minayim. This importantly, minayim is how. Where do we know the azhara for avodat panim? That the separate love for doing the avodah in the base of mikdash by avodah zara, like the same types of avodah in the base of mikdash, should say. Even though we mentioned all different types of lavim here, we're really focused on just avodat pnim. Reb Shmuel b'shem Reb Azira says, "V'lo od et zivchen lesirin." You shouldn't zoveach anymore to lesirin. The understanding is you're doing avodat pnim in front of. You shouldn't do that in front of these avodah zara. Okay. However, Amarlei, this would, like we directed last time, that can't be the source because Mati Tana Lekodshim. No, he understands that's talking about Shchutei Chutz, meaning the prohibition of Shechtei Korban to Hashem outside the base of English. Okay, let's continue. Now, Rabbi Yossi, again, this piece we already saw. Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Zibeach La Tle Echad. Also, we saw this part. Bal Mum, same Gyusel change we did last time. If someone shechts a Tle that had a Mum, had a blemish, such that normally you wouldn't be able to offer that animal in the Beis HaMikdash as a korban, you took that animal and offered it as a korban outside the Beis HaMikdash, how do we know you'd be patur? So, my kadum kad amar Rav Hila, lo tasun ken l'Hashem Elohechem. Meaning, you shouldn't do this in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo tasun ken l'Hashem Elohechem. So, meaning, kol Hashem Elohechem, that which is you, that you do in front of Hashem, lo tasun ken, you cannot do in front of the Avodah Zarah. Okay? Mashma, if it's not appropriate to do the Beis HaMikdash, the Chiyuv Mita wouldn't apply outside. Okay, not outside, but if you did in front of Avodah Zarah. You took the animal that had a mom. And we saw this last time as well. Let's continue. Amram Pinchas, Kamei Rav Yosef, B'Shem Rav Chista, Haita Avodah Ba'Benim Ba'Manot. Let's say the Avodah was in Ba'Benim Ba'Manot. Va'Avdah Ba'Avot Emot, and he ended up doing this Avodah, instead of passing his children through fire, this is another Avodah Zarah, he did it by passing his parents through fire. Okay, father or mother through fire. His chayiv shtayim, and that again aligns very nicely with what we saw in Korban Eder before. And so the Vahavi's Reb Zeira Chadiba, he was so happy. Sabre me mishum me b'shita Reb Hila Rabbe itamit. If you remember, the way we started the shir was: is what did it mean when Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon said that it's only chayiv Molech Bilvad, that was, well, Reb Zira says, oh, it means if it's Avodah Daba Kach, then you'd be Patur, because only Chai by Molech. So, yes. However, when it comes to Rab Hili, he says, no. It's actually, when it comes to this Avodah Zarah, that's being Makel, but other forms of Avodah Zarah do this way, the Chai even father and mother. Now, what we just said is exactly along those lines. That if someone did avodah, if the avodata was benimanot and you did avodah ba'avot v'imaot, so the avodah is bekach, is taking a child through the fire, and he worshipped this other avodah zara by taking his parents through the a parent through the fire, he be chayiv shtayim, mashma avodata bekach, you are chayiv mishum, mishum molech. So the Gemara now says, so that's why did Ziba get very excited? Because he thought, because his Rav was Rav Hila, and he was teaching exactly the lines with Rav Hila. So Amar Le, Ma Biadcha, Al Rabbanei Tamrit. He says, what are you talking about? I was referring not to being Mefarish Rav Elazar ben, this Rav Elazar ben Shimon, but rather, I was being Mefarish Shita Chachamim. That Shita Chachamim didn't say, oh, in the Chayvelo, the Molech Bolvad. He says, no, achad molech achad shor avodah zara. So the Gemara says, well, if that's against Amarle, he said to him, v'lahad et zorchat. Then what's the chiddush then? Because again, according to Chachamim, molech is not unique. Any type of avodah zara you do in this practice, you'd be chayef for. Okay? It was only Rabbi Shimon that seemed to be saying, that seemed to restrict it in some way, which was the subject of the debate we saw in the beginning of the shir. Okay, so Rav Zira thought what he was referring to was explaining Shet Rav Elazar ben Shimon, which aligned perfectly with his Rav Hila, so he got very excited. But the response was, no, I was explaining it like a Chachamim. And he says, but if that's the case, it's Padavar Pashut, obviously, because we already know that if according to Chachamim, Achad Molech Achad Kol Avodah Zarah, you'd be chayev for this prohibition of passing children through fire. Okay, so there'd be no Chiddush, so what are you even telling us is that? Okay, fine, let's continue. Azara la Baal Ov. Now on to Baal Ov. So where do you find the prohibition to, if you like, engage in these practices? Al tifno ala avot. You should not turn to these things. Karet, what are the practices of karet? Again, the same pattern. Where's the prohibition? Where's karet? And where is the key of skill? So the Gemara says, My nefesh shetivdo al avot ve'elyonim. Okay, what's the rest of the pasuk? If you do such a thing like that, it says v'ichrati oto mikarev amo, the end of the pasuk. Onish, what the punish? V'ish or isha ki yeh bohem ovo yidunum mot yumatu. There you go. That's a probe. That's the punishment. And importantly, the next few words, but even you gumor tamad bayembam, which is the continuation that is punishable with skila. Now we know about ov. But lama lo taninan yidoni bekritot. Now the question is, we keep on coming back to Masechta Kritot. Because Masechta Kritot, if you remember, the beginning of Kritot mentioned the 30 seichi, 36 chayvei Kritot that are each. Why do I need the chayvei Kritot? Because if someone did it b'shogeg, that would be chayv to bring a korban. That's really the focus of Masechta Kritot. And it only lists 36, but it only mentions bal ov and not yidoni. Why does it mention ov and not yidoni when really what we've been saying is ov and yidoni? Now Gemara see and both chayv mita and both prohibition of karet is mentioned in the Pesukim. So why is it not mentioned amongst the 36? Gemara says Rechizkiya says b'shem Resh Lakish meshen nichlelu kulam b'lav echad, because they are all part of the same love, which is al tufnu el avot. Finish the pasuk el avot ve el hayidonim. So therefore, if they're the same love, therefore, if someone did both ov and yidonim b'shogeg, there wouldn't be chayev multiple korbanot, because you don't have multiple love into mechalek. So therefore, that's why in Kritot, I'm not going to mention them both separately, ov and yidonim. I'm just going to take one. The Gemara is going to ask a question: why do you pick one and not the other? We'll get to that soon. However, the other understanding is no. Rabbi Yossi says b'shem Resh Lakish hu below, again change the gears here, below ta'aseh she'enu ba mikoach asi. That's the gusa change. So the Korbaneta says hachibirusholachi lo tani lever kritot mishum de afilu ki avilei. Even if you did it ba'ape nafshe, even if someone did this yidoni by mistake, not mistake, b'shogeg, let's call it that, he wouldn't have to bring a korban. Lefi she'ein ba ma'ase, because there's no ma'ase. Now, what's new of and yidoni? So let's remember yidoni now. V'chareinu ba'ela ma'ase, because you're only chayev v'chatat if someone did an action associated with the chiyuvei karet, as we said. Because tari yala oseh mishkaga, we learned that last year. Ve'etzim yidoni, what was yidoni? They take a bone and they put it in the mouth. Machir piv. Putting the bone in the mouth is not actually a ma'ase aveira yet. Why? Because when they take this bone from this yadua, this animal, and put it in the mouth, it's after that then they start having this way of speaking to the dead. Okay? She'enu medaber ad achash, because the whole speaking, the whole practice of this is only after it's been placed in the mouth. So, and where the Maaser itself has already been completed. And therefore, aval bal'ov, when it comes to bal'ov, it's a different situation. Because the ov, who makish, it speaks out of his armpit of some sort, right? She'ab, she'mekish zar'otav, hu medaber, ve'oseh Maaser, is kind of doing some sort of movement to make this happen. Okay, that's what it seems to sound like. Okay, therefore, that's why he's saying, why is it mentioned Kritot? Because that's Yidoni, you wouldn't be Chayav Korban, and Baal Ov you would. One has a Maaser, one doesn't. Okay. Fine. So Amar Rav Zira Kamei Rav Yasa. Hachin, so Hachin lo ata matnitim bar nash, matniti Yidoni b'Kritot ela ata. So in other words, the Mishnah in Kritot doesn't mention Yidoni. This is now a kasha on the first opinion. The first opinion of Chizkiya, he said that, oh, the reason why it doesn't say Yidoni, because it's really Nichlal in Lav Echad. And that's why you wouldn't be Chayav for both. So what Rav Yasa's Kasher, so what Rav Zira says in front of Rav Yasa, he says, one second, that doesn't make sense. Till now, the Mishnah didn't say Yidoni. And now you're saying, oh, it's really mentioned in the Mishnah. You're the first person to discover it's really mentioned in the Mishnah, concealed behind of. Amalei, Kamad, and then it says, and more to the point, the kasha is brought further on. Sorry, I'll show you the Korbaneta. It says, "Harav Chizkiya lefish nichlo b'lachav." Amar leRavasa, "Ein shum adam dekashav b'lamed vav yidoni b'makom ov elat." The other one says, "Lidcha ein chiluk b'nehem," and he adds, "V'lama lo tani shum tana yidoni v'shavak lo'ov." Why didn't you see find any other tana that may have opted to take yidoni and not ov? If they're really truly interchangeable, then why didn't you find some tana mention yidoni and not ov? Says Kolomar, Maishna the Tani of Vichyerli Yidoni. Why? If they, really they're both interchangeable, why did the Tana pick of and not Yidoni? If you're saying really Nichlal b'lav echad, Kavale lamitni lifamim ifcha. Maybe sometimes you should have found that it would have said it the other way around, because if they're mamash interchangeable, so the Amrale no. Kamei shaykra ishtay matnita of or Yidoni. So the answer is no, they are lav echad. But you can't say that One, you would have definitely found one tanner that would have picked the Yidduni instead of. Why? Because the Mishnah is going to go by the order of the Pasuk. The Pasuk is of O Yidduni. And it's reference to the lav that starts with the Pasuk of O Yidduni. That's why the Mishnah took of, so to bring a kasher. Let's continue. Now, of, this is back to Mishnah, Ze Pitom and Hamadama Meshichyo. Now, we mentioned last time that Pitom is interesting exactly what that, whether this is all one line. We said it seems like Korban is what you read at one line, but I mentioned the last time, this is an important bassoon, that the Pitom might actually be different of Odazah, like the Bartender explained the Mishnah, where it relates to a skull on the ground and being Maktir towards it. And that's actually what the Korban explains here by Pitom. But we'll get to that soon. So, of is that, and Amaber Mishichyo, and also speaking from this armpit process again, which we sort of seem to be some sort of gesturing with the arm and cause some speech. Yidduni gets his bone and puts it in his mouth. Hamadabapiv. Hare Elu Baskila, all these things are Baskila Vinisha. If someone starts asking of someone engaged in the practice, there's a lot associated with it. Okay, that's a quote from the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, V'doresh. Now, Doresh HaLamitim is another prohibition in the Torah that's talking about speaking to the, trying to speak to the dead. Okay? Now, the Bavli here, actually, Doresh HaLamitim is a different thing altogether. And the continuation seems to be talking about what is Baal Ov. But the Shari Korban seems Yerushalmi is associating specifically what is the Doresh HaLamitim, and then continuing to be really discussing the Ov. Not that there's a necessity for a Gisa change like other people say, but rather it's to say that Baal Ov is associated with being Doresh HaLamitim. That's kind of why he explains it important. So, Itani Tani, one understanding is this, well, Ov is a Nishal Begugolet. That is someone who takes a skull, I'll show you the Korban Eda, takes a skull from the ground, after it's been decomposed. You do some sort of offering of incense of some sort, and you ask the future you engage in this practice. For through some sort of kishuv, it responds. That's one way. However, itani tani, that was hama'ale bizuchuro. Now you've got nishal, but it's hama'ale bizuchuro. Meaning ma'ale moshiv, someone raises some sort of dead person, and it's seated by the private part of the person engaged in the process. Okay? Interesting. That's how it seemed to be the pshat. The guy says, "Umad bein anishal begugolet amar bezuchro." What then is the difference between the two practices? Shanishal begugolet, someone who asks with by way of engaging this skull, olekedarko, it comes up, the met comes up upright in its normal way. Okay, the ole b'shabbat also come a shabbat, v'ahed yot malei at ha-melech, and even a regular person can bring a recall a king. The amale bezuchro. As Zuhuro, sorry, someone, if you understand this other way of the Samaos raising it up by the member of the individual, we say Eino Omer, it comes up upside down, whatever that means. But Eino Le B'Shabbos doesn't come out on Shabbos, and a Hedyot can't bring up Melech. Okay, so the Gemara now continues. Amar Rav Huna, Kram Masayle Lamanda Amar Ha'ov Ze Amale B'Zuhuro. The Pasuk seems to support the opinion that it's raising someone up by the private part in that way. So Ma time, what's the reason? And now this relates to Shaul that tried to bring up Shmuel, if you like, and went to this Isha Baal Ov. And it says, Kasami na Baov, I'll read the whole pasuk actually. He disguised himself, Shaul, if you remember the story. Shnei went to other people, V'avol Isha, went to this woman Laila, V'amar Kasamina li Baov. Now use your Ov technique, valili et asher omar alaich, and raise up for me who I'm telling you. The Gemara says, well, match mamina. What is this? How are you learning anything that seems to support that? The idea that it's malabazuchuro says, Amram nichanda hava yada milim milim sagin. So I'm not saying what this means. Let's go to the Korbanator. He says, Ha'ali na means midikama ha'ali mashma de'ov hu amale. De'ov is when you bring up some sort of dead person. When nishal begugolet is his minach naicha met. The met is sort of resting. That's what the assumption is. We'll see later on that we didn't say that. We said it actually comes up, but upside down, the right way up. But anyway, uparech mashma, we're talking about lekle mashmina sharei gam benishal begugolet olehu. Also, if the other pshat that is using some sort of skull also raises a person up, he also comes up upright. So Amram mana mikevan, meaning shebehalayad advarim rabim, sheyada shehu shaol, that she knew many things through the fact was coming up. Kedichtiv v'tera isha et Shmuel v'titzach b'kol gadol, and she called out and she shrieked. V'tomar lama rabbi tani, this woman said, why did you trick me? Like she thought it was being entrapped because Shaul prior to that had been killing out all the people in Baalov. And let me tell you about Tashaul. She said, but you are Shaul and you've disguised yourself. Umina yada, how did she know that he was Shaul? Because Ela Shara'a Tashmuel Kedarko. Because normally with Baalov they come up upside down, and Shmuel Mishum Kavod HaMelech was coming the right way up. Shma mina Shaul male bezchuro vedarko liot ole shalom kedarko. That's the way he explains it. In other words, how did she work out that the person in front of the disguised person, the gentleman in front of him, was actually Shaul HaMelech? Because she was bringing him up in a mat, but what was happening, he was coming up in not the way in the normal practice. And the only reason why it would coming upright when it meant to be upside down, the understanding is because this is Mishum Kavod HaMelech. So the person in front of him, her, must have been the Melech. That's how she exposed him. So that's why it seems to be a proof that this Baal of is Baal Zechuro that comes up in a sort of private region and would come up normally upside down. Okay. However, Omaichadon, how would you, what about other Pshat that it's, how would they respond to this? So the Gemara says, March Mamina, so Amar of Mana Michim and Dahab Yada, sorry, that Maichadon, Vaveko of Meeretz, pardon me, Meeretz Kolech. So what's the Pshat there? So I'll explain the Korban Eli says, Minalacha, that is not the way of a met to, if you like, come up. Why then was his call namuch low? In other words, the kolonamuch, the low voice, is understood to be from deep as opposed to like low volume or low pitch, tone, sorry. So therefore, kolol amuch, the understanding it's been coming up and seems to be associated with the whole skull that's raised up from that location, if you like. V'ubeshaul kiman sharata sheshmuel ole, yada shehu shaul. And because she saw Shmuel coming up, she knew, how do you explain the psukim according to this shita? She knew it was Shaul. V'ala mipnei, and he came up mipnei kvodo shel Shaul, because he came, when it was meant to stay namuch, and it came out mishum kavod Shaul. You see, that's why she knew that the person who was disguised was the king. V'had the amar la, and that which Shaul said initially, Ha'ali, raise this person up. When you can't do that using the so-called skull understanding. Lo nana liba, she didn't take notice of it. She thought Shaul didn't know what he was talking about. Svor she'inu baki be'inyan ov. That's why when he says Ha'ali, even though it's Ha'ali is an impossible thing to raise up, if you like, she thought he doesn't know what he's talking about. But eventually, when it ended up coming up, and says, "What is this? Shouldn't be happening. Who's in front of me? It must be the Sheol HaMelech." Okay, two pshats exactly what's going on there. Okay, let's continue. Mila de Rabbanan Mesayla Rabbi Yosef. So Mila de Rabbanan, here we're talking about that according to Reish Lakish, that the Yidoni was not mentioned. This is going back to this point in Misat the Kritut, because it doesn't have a Maaseh, and we say no chayev a korban chatat b'shogeg if the Aveira itself doesn't have a Maaseh. Okay, so how does this support? Amar Rav Yasa b'shem Rabbanim mipnei she makdirim l'shedim. So how does this support him? So I'll just explain. He says, why mipnei she makdirim l'shedim? Lechen chayvu ala ov chatat. You chayv an ov. Why you chayv an ov? Because they would makdir, as we explained, they do some sort of incense burning to these shedim demons. Hamumunim ala to davar that are in the appointed in these matters. Davei masa gamor. Shmamina, you see that. The Gemara is trying to explain why you chayav an ov, because they're doing some sort of maisa. They're doing haktar to ktoret. Mashmi, you need a ktoret. Rabbi Yisrael Mishra Rabbi Yosef, Mnei shenichlelu kulan belav echad. So what's this coming to do? And this is, he's come to Paliga Rav Hila, Aman da'ama b'shem Rav Hila, shehu belo taseh, and it's rather that it's, if you kalan belav echad. It's like, again, they're all continued together. That's the shit that we said before, that the reason why it's not mentioned Mishkot is because it's the other Shita, but they're really under one of. Okay, let's continue. This is now Halach Yud Aleph. Hamachleta Shabbat Davar Shechayim Yom Alazudo Karet V'al Shigur V'tachadat. That's the next thing. The reason why Nishat to tell us this is because one of the things we mentioned that in being in the Perek Derechayev Skila on is if a Mechal Shabbos. But particularly, we're talking about chil mitzvah would only be those things that if you did it deliberately, you'd be chayv karet, and if you did it b'shogeg, you'd be chayv katat. That is coming to exclude there are chil lavim as well. We'll get to that in, I think it's shown in the Gemara. It's specifically those things that are chayv karet on. Let's continue. Someone curses the father and mother. So what's the parameters of that? Prohibition chayev mita. If you use a kinui of Hashem, not the Shem of Rosh, like we said, Rav Meir says you still be chayev, and Reb Chachamim says that they would be pturim. You need dafka Shem. Now, haba nara morasa, some relationship with a nara morasa, which is a betrothed young lady. It says enu chayev adshi. You need all these things to have the punishment of skila, because otherwise, again, we have other prohibitions for between relationships, but specific skila for nara morasa, she has a nara that's been in the age of 12, 12 and a half, like beginning maturity to maturing. Betula, she has to be, hasn't had a relationship before with anybody, and Ma'orasa, and has to have had Kiddushin, betrothed, the Beit Aviha. Now, Beit Aviha, importantly, the Korban has it, Le'mute Masara Ablushluche Baal Vizinta Baderech. That means she's still Beit Aviha and hasn't been handed over to the husband yet, and on the way, something happened. Okay. Baal Le'eshnaim, if two people have a relationship, the first would be Mikhaev Skila, and the second would be Mikhaev Chenek, because the second person in a relationship with no longer a Nara Betula anymore. She's not a Betula, so it's a different punishment associated with it. Okay, let's do a little bit more of the Gemara. HaMechalel Shabbat, Azal when you know that again, the same pattern, when you know the negative prohibition associated with Chilu Shabbos, lots of Malacha. Karet, how do we know about the punishment of Karet associated? Kol Ki Yicholas HaMalacha Nimenichrata. Onesh Minayim, how do you know the punishment of, that you get Skila? Mechaleleya Mot Yumat. The Gemara then asks, the Gemara said that, well, not the Torah, but really Masechta Kritot. The question is as follows. I'm not sure if the Korban had the word Torah here, because he says when it comes to Masechta Kritot, we've got 36 Kritot. And the reason why we mention them all is because if you did them all, b'helem echad, you chayev 36 Korbanot. Nachon. So, but we've got 39 Malachot, potentially you could be chayev 39 Korbanot as well. Because you know the different avot. So why we simply add, well, 36 plus 39 is 70, 30, 75. Yeah, 30, yeah, ideally 39 plus 36. Yeah. Why do you say that? There's 37 kriptot. So you could be potentially have that many. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yossi Barbun, Shimasa. Now, here's a change according to Korban Eder, yeah. Shimasa, Shigegat Shabbat Bezadon Malacha. If someone, for example, I'll show you the Korban Eder, Tana Shigat Shabbat, Jesavar, he thought it was a weekday. And but he knew all the malachot were asul. How many times she'enu chayav ela echat? Because in other words, within Hilchot Shabbos as well, there are contexts in which the malachot aren't mechalek. For example, someone didn't know it was Shabbos. He can do multiple malachot, even though all the malachas are a thing. All the malachas are asur. Nonetheless, shigigat Shabbat, the malachot in that situation wouldn't mechalek, and it would be chayav one korban. So that's why Masechta Kritut, its Shabbat is mentioned as a singular item on its own. Okay, it's not a kasha. Okay, so there. We'll take it from here next time. Next one is being Mekalo. Okay, we'll get to that. Got it.
You.